financially, but being seniors, you're on a fixed income, and a lot of senior citizens are.
Well, it's a reality of being a senior citizen. The idea occurred to myself and to others that since we are on fixed incomes, we want to donate in other ways, and that's why I wrote a song for the kids.
Now, you wrote this song for the youth center there, and it's called the Waverly?
The Waverly Youth Project, and we have donated money. We've donated money for a number of years, and they're having the kids are having a formal dance for the kids that can't afford to go to prom.
Because they can't, what, the tuxes and everything?
Well, a lot of the proms are very expensive.
I understand. All right, so you wrote a song for this formal dance?
Yeah, for the teenagers, and the dance is called, it's just a spring formal dance. The kids can't afford the tuxedos. Well, so the point was, I was told by this Melissa, who's the head of the dance committee, that for the kids, I told her I wrote a song that the band could play.
All right, now they didn't want to use the song, right?
Well, the band never heard the song.
Can I ask you a question, sir? You're a Korean War veteran, which puts you early 70s?
I'm 72, yes.
All right. With the greatest of respect, you write a song for a dance that's going to have kids ages 15, 16.
Well, let me explain something to you. The song is very simple. It's not, and it's very contemporary. And I have performed at benefits for World War II and Korean veterans and their widows.
Do you play a musical instrument?
Well, yes, sir, but I'm not asking to perform. It's a song that I wrote, and the song is called I Gotta Rock, and it's going to be for the kids. Now, they did not want to give the song to Greg, who's the guy that hires the band.
Has he hired a band for this dance?
That's what they told us, yes.
Well, I would say...
Look, here's my point. I told them, look, I raised a daughter. I understand young people. And let me tell you, if my money is green, then and we don't want to, spend a lot of money. So this song is called I Gotta Rock. And they will use it. Or the funding that we have provided, we can no longer provide.
Okay. Why a song? Why not donate food for the evening? See, because the point that I'm making here, if you wrote a song that they don't think the kids are going to like...
The song is very contemporary, Mr. Henry. The song goes...
Well, look, just the title of it alone, when you say a song, the song's called I Gotta Rock, sounds to me, it's the term I Gotta Rock doesn't have the same sensibility that it had, and kids today don't even talk like that. It's more like I want a party. You know what I'm saying?
Sir, with the greatest of respect to you, I, as I say, have performed for veteran widows' benefits, and the song is a contemporary song. We want the song played. I'm no longer going to be giving over money to the, because we can't afford it. And
or else you are pulling your funding from this youth center.
That is correct. And that means there's going to be close to 300 kids with nowhere to go after school because they've got, it's not daycare, but it's for these high school kids that are latchkey. And, and all I'm asking for is the opportunity to get some respect because I don't want to have to pull the veteran card, but I may have to.
All right. If you have respect, and I'll give our phone number out. It's 1-800-449-8686. Because it's kind of a story whereby it sounds to me like you got your ego wrapped up in this.
It's got nothing to do with ego. It has to do with providing something quality for these young people as opposed to just throwing money at them. And so I wrote a song that is a good rock song. And
can you give me the? Can you sing it? It's called I Gotta Rock.
I can't sing it. Where's the important? I don't have my guitar, but I'll. The song is very simple. It goes, I gotta rock. I gotta rock. I gotta rock all day till the break of day. I wanna rock all night till the morning, till the early night. God, do I gotta rock. Now, it's not terribly complicated, and these people will not allow the song to be heard by the band. And to my way of thinking, it's selfish.
A lot of people are going to say it's selfish of a man of 72 to want to force a group to sing a song.
Well, it would be selfish of most senior citizens, but okay, you want me to do it, I'll do it. I'm a Korean War veteran. And
well, I'm not asking you to trot out your veteran.
Well, by talking to me like that, you have.
And I'm not asking you to trot out your veteran credentials. I'm saying, doesn't it sound...
As a man who fought for this country, I think I'm entitled to be able to dictate when I make a charitable contribution, how that's going to be used. Now, what seems to be the problem with these people, I don't know.
They're in charge, though, of making the decision for the band.
Who is?
This Greg and Melissa. They're not going to give the band, because Melissa's 25 and Greg's 29, and they donate their time, too, you know.
Well, but they're young people who still have a way of making a living. We're on a fixed income.
All right. They made the decision that they don't want to give the band this song for whatever reason. You know,
it's not their decision to make. I want the band to hear it.
Well, you want the band. What if the band doesn't like it?
It's not a matter of whether the band will like it or not. It's a song that is easy enough to play. What's not to like? I got to rock all day till the break of day. I want to rock, rock, rock. I got to rock. All it is about I got to rock. Now, if you know anything about young people, Mr. Henry.
I've got four teenagers.
All right. Well, I raised a teenage daughter as well. And they want to rock all day. That is what kids want. And any song that approaches the sensibility of that, and that's the word that you used,
right,
is going to be a song that the young people of today will enjoy.
I'm gonna just say this. Musicians being what they are, you're a musician. You want a guy coming up to you and saying, you have to play this song.
If he's paying my wage for the evening, yes, sir.
But if the band, I don't even know what the band is that they hired, but if they don't want to play a song that they don't think the audience is going to like, if they...
It's one song, and it's called I Gotta Rock. What could be wrong with a song called I Gotta Rock when you're playing in front of teenage peoples?
And because, like I told you, you know, the...
Well, I don't know why I'm arguing with you about it, because I'm a Korean War veteran.
I understand you're a Korean War veteran. I'm just telling you, the term I gotta rock might have been good in the 50s, and so-so in the 60s. I don't even think that the term has, as I said, the same import, you know?
I don't think you understand music.
Maybe I don't. I mean, I spent 18 years as a disc jockey, and I played rock and roll music. I'm just saying, today's kids are more about... let's party, or as opposed to I gotta rock, because rock and roll, for the most part, is not even a music that's, you know, still around in its original form. You know what I'm saying?
Well, this is really out of my hands now. I'm a Korean War veteran, and unless that song is delivered to the band and is given some a play during that formal dance, we will have to withdraw our funding for the Youth Center. And, Phil, I will tell you, it comes to a substantial amount of money, about $85,000 a year.
And don't you find that hard to say that those kids will suffer because you can't have it?
Well, they'll suffer because I've got a perfectly good song that they won't use because of the egos involved.
You've got two kids that are in charge of hiring the band and planning this party in their 20s, a lot closer to the age group of the kids that are going to be there. And
No. But they're not musicians.
All right, but they're not musicians. But they said, I can't give this song to the band.
They're not musicians. And I'll tell you, look, the lyric, give me the lyrics, please. I got to rock, rock, rock. I want to rock. God, do I got to rock. That's verse one. Verse 2, now there's nothing in this song that is essentially...
Well, what is the melody?
Give me the... I want to rock. I'm not a singer, Mr. Henry, but I got to rock all day. I want to rock. I got to rock. I got to rock, rock, rock. Oh, I want to rock. Now you go to verse 2, and here's the chorus. I've got to rock. You can't stop me if I want to rock. And then it moves, and then I got to rock all day till the break of day. I want to rock all night until the break of day. And then you go on to the next lyric.
All right, let me take a break here, okay?
I'm sorry?
Let me just hold on for a minute. Okay, so his name is Mr. Bonafide, is that it? And he's got a song that he wants played at the Youth Center dance, or he and his wife are not going to be funding the Youth Center any longer. Song's called I Gotta Rock. He's 72. This is a song that's going to be played by a band performing for kids in the age group of like 15 to 17. Now, maybe it's no big deal for like one stinking song, you know what I mean? And maybe they ought to just go ahead and give it to the band and let them play. They could goof it up if they want. But unless this guy gets his song played, then they pull their funding and they close that youth center down. The reason he feels he should have his song played? Well, maybe I ought to have him just say it. Mr. Bonafide, why do you feel...
And the other thing...
Hold on for a minute. Why do you feel your song should be played?
I feel I... Because of...
Because why?
Because I'm a Korean War veteran, and I...
That's it. Because he's a Korean War veteran. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be right back.
Well, let me tell you something. His daughter is one of the volunteers at the youth center. And I happen to know that he's going to be coming over to this dance. And I want him to hear this song. And I don't think it's too much to ask for a veteran of our armed forces to be able to have his song played by the band.
All right, well, you didn't mention the fact you want this song to be heard by a record company executive, right?
Yes, sir. I don't find it...
Well, isn't that a little untoward in terms of the spirit of the evening of donating?
Sir, we have donated money to this youth center for 10 years. I'm simply asking as a result, as a thank you for donating 10 years of our lifeblood to have this band play I Gotta Rock. Because I think I Gotta Rock is going to be a very good song, and they can give it to any band, group, singing group, what have you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Lloyd Bonafide on the line with us, Korean War veteran, has written a song that he once played at a youth center dance this weekend. A youth center that he and his wife have donated a lot of money to over the years, but instead of giving money, they instead are asking that this song be played. And you've given us the lyrics to I Gotta Rock, but again, I have to tell you, if you're relying on the judgment of Melissa and Greg, who I know, and they're very smart young people, she's, like I said, in her 20s, both of them in their 20s, they know these kids. If they don't think the kids are going to like the song, then why are you forcing it on them?
Well, I don't know where you get off saying they know these kids. I raised a teenage daughter, you've raised teenage kids.
Well, I know enough about kids to know that I don't know that a song called I Gotta Rock is anything they're going to want to hear.
What difference does it make? You've got Will Danley over there from Elektra Records. I want him to hear the song, and I don't think it's too much to ask as a veteran of an armed conflict where I could have died.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jason, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi. Was this guy even injured in Korean War to begin with?
What do you mean, was I injured?
Were you injured?
Yes, sir, I was.
Okay, you know, I'm 31 years old. I'm also a military veteran like you are.
Well, the term is wounded, not injured. If you were really a veteran, you'd know the term is wounded.
Well, it depends on what it is.
If he's really a veteran.
I was 2nd Marine Division, 6th Marine.
Well, it's called Purple Heart Country, my friend.
And actually, I have one as well. I also have combat action ribbons.
Were you wounded, injured, or did you just get a boo-boo?
Okay, can we
have respect? No, actually, I got shot by a 14-year-old kid with an AK-47 in Bosnia.
Yeah, have a little bit of respect, okay?
I went to Bosnia and I got a boo-boo.
He didn't say that, did he?
What I told you was I got shot by a 14-year-old kid with an AK-47.
All right, sir. Okay, then that's called wounded.
Okay, so if you want to have respect to veterans, you know, you're 70-some years old. How old are your kids now?
My daughter's 30.
Okay, why don't you ask your daughter, because I'm 31, and that term, I want to rock, was not popular when I was a teenager. If this band is wanting to go somewhere in their life, then that should be their option of music they play.
That's a great
point.
That should not
be the option of someone who's funding a center. You should be funding a center out of the goodness of your heart, not because you want something personal out of it. And if you are funding it because you want your song to be heard, then you're funding it for the wrong reason. Go out, spend the $86,000 a year, and get yourself your own band.
See, I want to jump in. That's a great point. You're asking that a member, an executive from Elektra Records, hear this.
Well, you say he's making a great point.
No, he is. But yet, the executive hears your song. What about this band? What if the guy doesn't like the song? Okay.
How can a song called I've Got to Rock not resonate with the youth of today?
Because what was popular 50 years ago is not popular now.
First of all,
that term is not used.
You know,
I work with teenagers every day at work. This term is not used.
You never hear a kid say, I got to get out there and rock somehow.
It's not used. It wasn't used when I was in high school,
right.
10, 15 years ago.
Right. I mean, the last time I heard, you know, rock and roll or rock is basically a Who generation thing. There is no rock and roll. There's just music.
Well, I think both of you guys are strictly from hunger.
Well, I mean, that may be. And I want to say one other thing. This gentleman, wounded in action in Bosnia, I think you were very disrespectful.
I want to apologize to the gentleman, but he used the wrong terminology.
Well, whatever.
You know, and that also is a difference between age groups. Just to point that out, there is a difference between age groups.
Are you trying to tell me that...
Your terminology may not be my terminology.
Sir, you're trying to tell me that today's Marine Corps, when they go into action in a firefight, come out of it, and they say, we've got six men with boo-boos. Is that what you're saying?
No, he didn't say that.
I never used the term boo-boos. That
no,
was the
you did.
That used that
right.
term, and that
right.
and that in itself is disrespectful.
Absolutely,
because I don't know what branch of service you were in.
I was in the United States Navy, sir.
You were in the United States Navy, so we were brothers and comrades.
Yes, sir.
Because the Marine Corps is a department of the Navy. Okay,
well,
now I have showed you no disrespect.
Right.
And if you were in the Korean War, more than likely in the Navy, you were served when it was during the Frozen Chosen.
Reservoir, we pulled a lot of Mother Green out of there, and I've got great respect for those guys.
Okay,
but
now...
You opened up your comments by saying, I got a boo-boo in Bosnia.
He didn't
no,
say he got a boo-boo
no.
in Bosnia. Okay, Jason, I
got
to run, but I thank
got,
you for representing yourself
very
right. well, sir. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. He never said that.
Well, he said, did you get injured, or, you know...
Well, it's a term. It's a word. Here is Joe. Joe, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Very interesting conversation you
yeah.
had going there.
Yes,
there's
sir.
There's another term besides being wounded or whatever.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
It's called a Section 8.
Okay. You know,
I think the young man that called in had a very good point. If you want,
are you calling me cracker? So you're calling me nuts? Is that what you're saying to me?
No, I would like to finish my comments.
Yeah, let this man finish his comments, please.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
Go ahead, Joe.
The young fellow that called had a very good point. If you want to get your record recognized, give it to the executives from the recording company. Let them make a determination whether the song will fly or not.
Well, Joe, you come from the generation that I do. Can I ask the gentleman a question, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
Do you have a tube in your throat right now, or what is constricting your...
What do you mean, what's constricting what?
It sounds as if the gentleman's is catheterized.
I'm not catheterized.
All right, sir, okay. I thought it sounded as if you were having some discomfort there.
No, I have a problem with the scar tissue in my throat.
I see.
Be
right.
that as it may, a boo-boo of sorts.
You got a boo-boo, huh?
I want to get Harvey on because I figured I got three veterans now. Joe, you're a veteran of what branch of the service?
Texas State Guard.
All right. Now, you were in the Navy, and is this Harvey? Harvey?
Yes.
Where, sir, what branch of the service?
Phil, I was with the United States Marine Corps in the North Pacific in World War II, so I put a little bit of years on these gentlemen. But I wanted to say to this Lloyd chap, you know, you got to be kidding. I'm a great grandfather. I wouldn't. I got a rock. You got rocks in your head.
Well, I didn't disrespect you.
I'm just telling you. You go out there with I Got a Rock, and those kids will ream you with everything they've got. You'll get the kid, I don't know if you've ever heard the term, getting tooled. They'll tool you. And you.
Well, if you're talking about sodomy.
Hold on for a minute. Joe, go ahead, jump in.
Gentleman fought in Korea.
Yes, sir.
To protect the rights of this country. And part of those rights, as I see them, are that you can make decisions without being coerced someone who's blackmailing you.
Well, that's the truth.
Withhold funds.
Right there, that's the truth.
If you're going to give charitable contributions to someone, you don't expect anything back in return. And, you know,
and the
he needs to go on and get his song.
And that's, and you got a song called I Gotta Rock. Brother, if I were you, I would take that song, wad it up, shove it in my jock, and sprint to the nearest ocean.
Yeah. Well, what are you trying to say?
I'm telling you, that is, the kids would call it, that is strictly from hunger. That is skull-hammering doucheness.
All right, hold on for a minute. Joe, thank you for your call, brother. Appreciate
all right, thank
it.
You,
oh, wait a minute, Joe, aren't you going to stick up for me? You were in the Navy, correct?
He didn't. He said he was in the Texas Guard.
Well,
I was in the Marine Corps. And that song, I Gotta Rock, is skull-hammering. You better dump that.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is a very lovely name, Trabaka.
Okay, you send me back.
Trabaka?
Uh-huh.
Yes, dear, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, hi.
Is the young lady's name is what?
Trabaka.
It's Chewbacca?
No, it's Trabaka.
Okay.
Okay, what's his name?
Am I still on the line, Mr. Hendry?
Yes, you are. And we have Harvey and Lloyd on the line, Trabaka.
Okay, how y'all doing?
I'm very good, dear. How are you?
Okay. What's the guy's name that want to play the song?
My name is Lloyd Bonafide. I've got a song out. Are you with the record company, dear?
No, I'm not, but I'm 23 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm 22, and I can speak for a lot of youth.
Yes, ma'am.
They don't listen to that kind of music anymore. Maybe in your day it was fine. Maybe you ought to get together with some people more in your age group.
Yes.
Y'all play it, and y'all sit around and listen to it. But by you saying that you're giving to this community center or whatever, if you're giving just for your music to be played, I feel like your giving is in vain. But as far as youth wanting to hear that kind of music, no, that's not what they listen to. If you just talk, if you have grandkids or their friends or, you know, young people, talk to them and ask them what kind of music do they listen to now. And you'll see that the song that you wrote is...
My daughter, the lady's name is Trabaka, right?
Trabaka, uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Trabaka.
Okay. My daughter grew up and she listened to a band, I have you heard... called The Who, and they had a song called Let's Rock All Night. I forget the name of the song, but it was Let's
your
Rock.
Your daughter is 30 now.
Yes, your daughter's in her 30s, right.
Even as far as how...
All right, well, could I ask you, ma'am, if you'll just listen to these lyrics. Listen to this. Okay. And it starts out with a 3-4, with a CGF progression. Do 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 do. I got a rock. I got... Well, the lady's laughing. I don't...
Because you sound like a jack...
Have you,
right, hold on for a minute.
That's the most embarrassing thing I've ever heard. I'm a member of the Marine Corps. I fought for this country in North Pacific not to hear some old guy get on the radio and make a monkey out of himself with I Got a Rock.
I know.
You know what? Both of you people...
Well, hold on for a minute. This is Phil Hendry, Trabaka.
And I find it interesting that a young woman whose parents named her after a Star Wars character...
My name is not Chewbacca. It's Trabaka.
It's Trabaka.
Trabaka.
All right, now, the lyrics go, I got a rock, I got a rock.
Okay, you going to laugh at that?
Well, it's jackass material. What do you mean, I got a rock? That's like saying I got to squeeze one off. You know?
What if I change the lyrics to I got a rock for shizzle, I got a rock for shizzle. Rock, 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 for shizzle, you know?
See,
what do you mean for shizzle?
So the for shizzle would pick them up, but the I got a rock, no. If you listen to the lyrics of music now that young people listen to, you can hardly even understand what's being said.
Well,
they don't
that.
Want yeah. I got a rock.
Well,
nobody does that. Nobody says I got a rock.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I will not.
I walk up to somebody and say, hey, dog, I got a rock. Or what's up, cuz? I got a rock. No, we don't talk like that.
Well, how about if I said, hey, dog, do you have a rock?
What do you mean, do you have a rock?
Well, what does the rock have to do with it anyway? That's not how young people talk. So think about it. Who wants to listen to something your daughter grew up on?
Yeah, and Phil, this is Mr. Wireman.
Go ahead, Harvey.
I want to say to this young lady thank you because I fought for this country, too. And I didn't fight for this country for some old guy to come crawling off of his front porch and squeeze one off into the popular culture called...
Boy, you know something? If you were here, Marine Corps, no, man, I would definitely put a little hurt on you. I'd put some color in your face.
Well, I like it.
Sing it with me, Chewbacca. Hey, dog, I gotta rock.
My name is not Chewbacca.
I gotta rock my nizzle.
Will you shut up?
I'm sorry, I didn't call your program to be spoken to that way.
I think we've treated you with respect, but I think you're hearing from a young lady, you're hearing from old and young alike, that the song, and I think it's wrong to hold this youth center hostage. They depend on that money. And it's been good for you to give that money. Why would you want to hold them hostage?
Because Mr. Danley from Elektra Records is going to be there.
And so you want to get this song? These cats aren't going to publish your song.
How old is the song? What?
I wrote the song when I was I wrote the song when my daughter was in high school.
Well, why didn't you try to get it published then? I mean, what, 30, almost 30 years later? What, 15
but,
years?
Yes, when have you ever heard a song that goes, "My God, do I have to rock"? You see what I'm saying? That's why it's different.
But it's old. Who
no,
wants to hear it?
No, that's not
Nobody.
Old.
Wait a minute. What do you think is contemporary about it?
Most of the songs go, I gotta rock, like that. My song goes, "Good sweet God, do I gotta rock." It's, in other words, it is. It's like I need to rock, like I gotta have a bowel movement.
That's what I'm talking about. It sounds jackass. I'll say you gotta rock. I think you've got a rock that needs to pass.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
look, you got a rock. Now, that's hot, as Paris Hilton would say.
Oh, yeah, she's really hip. All right, look at Chewbacca. Thank you.
Thank you, Chewbacca. And I want to tell you...
Her name's Chewbacca, not Chewbacca, and you know that.
No, sir, I do not.
That's okay if I start cracking on that pad leg of yours.
Oh, so she thinks I've got a little one, huh?
That's what she said. It might as well be made out of wood.
You know what? Both of you guys can drop down, fourth ring, cook.
1-800, you know, I'm so used to getting hung up on. This is about the time I get hung up on, too.
And so the fact that my wife and I have given an enormous amount of money, what about that?
You've given a lot of money. And I think that that's, you know, a good thing.
So you can't give me 3 minutes of lousy time at a teen sock hop.
See, just that, they don't even call them sock hops anymore. They haven't called them sock hops in 40 years.
At a teen,
they do not call them sock hops. They just call them a dance.
Is this the Marine veteran?
Yes, sir, it is. I'm telling you, I'm a grandfather like you. You don't want to force onto young people a song that is the earmarkings of another generation. Do you visit the VA?
Yes, I do. You mean the medical?
Yes, I would definitely avail yourself of the services they have at the VA for counseling post-traumatic stress, because...
Are you calling me crackers? Because the last guy did, too. And the last guy to call me nuts to my face, I wound up blacking out, and when I came to, I had a handful of his hair and flesh.
Look, you can threaten me all you want, but I'm telling you that you need to settle down and think about this.
All right, hold on for a minute. The song, you just heard a guy say that it's not very contemporary sounding. Let's go to another call. Alex, go ahead.
Hello, yes, it's Alex.
Yes, sir. Yes, Alex.
What is the guy's name that wants his song on?
My name is Lloyd, sir.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. I have the utmost respect for you.
I appreciate you very much.
And for anybody in the military that give their lives for us, but...
Can I ask the young man how old he is?
I am 23.
How old?
23.
Well, what, did you just turn 23?
Yes.
Why do you ask him that?
Because he thought about it. I'm an attorney. I'm sorry. I'm always, you know, listening to people.
All right, that's fine. So you're 23, Alex. Go ahead.
Well, my comment is, I want to rock. Like I heard him say, for Rizzle, my nizzle and Rizzle. And
yeah,
dog, that's pretty much the lingo.
I gotta rock for Jizzle.
No, I understand.
Uh-huh.
That is the lingo now. Okay,
I got you.
Do you know what the lingo for I wanna rock is for the youth thing?
Yes, sir. I wanna dance all of...
No,
adult,
that was before.
The adults...
If you hear the music now, there's no rock and roll, it's metal. So it's pretty much I wanna rock, meaning I wanna rock cocaine. That's bad, especially for the youth.
That was the Eric Clapton song. If you want to hang out, you've got to pull it out. I forget what it is.
So obviously,
no,
if they don't want to play it,
rock
if they don't want to play that, especially and a youth center.
Right.
They don't want children to hear "I want to rock," meaning the lingo nowadays is "I want to rock cocaine."
Yes,
that's
sir.
Pretty much what it is. Dog, it doesn't mean that someone's a dog. It's a friend nowadays. Like before, it was bad, was good. You know, so
well,
nowadays...
I'm sorry, but here's the thing. Excuse me. Here's,
Jesus, you've got the manners of a mountain goat.
Here's what I wanted to say. The song isn't "I want to rock." The song is "I've got to rock." And I say it very precisely. I've got to rock. There's no misunderstanding.
You got a song, "I've got to rock"?
Yes, so there's no misunderstanding. And it means... the adults are bothering me. Get out of here. We want to have a sock hop in the living room.
Holy Jesus, this guy's...
So, keep talking, friend.
Hey, well, come at me.
You know, no, okay. Come at me. All right. Alex, thank you, because it's obviously something in terms of subcultural reference that has changed over the years. And,
right.
Well, you listen to you sound like some kind of a queer with a college degree. I'm saying to you...
Don't call me that.
Look at here. Here's the point. What's the young man's name, Alex?
Alex.
Alex, do you go to a lot of these dances?
I did. Nowadays, no. I'm studying now. It's going
you don't
to
go. You don't go. And, okay. So you're not going to see some old guy who's 100 years old up there jumping around in polyester saying, "I got a rock."
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, and also, and I'm just thinking about the children because it is... a child youth center or a youth
right,
center
exactly.
To where you don't want to, they go there to get away from all that. And I'm assuming it's an inner city youth center. But they go to that particular place to forget about everything else, the bad things. And obviously they
right.
have that dance because they can afford it
right.
and they want to have fun. And then you bring this new lingo or the word. I know you say, "I want to," "I have to," or "I got to." However, the thing is that the word rock nowadays, it's not the same as it was before,
words,
just like bad is good.
It's an urgency to rock as if I've got to go and I've got to take a leak.
I'm just saying.
Oh, God, I got to rock almost as bad as I need to take a leak.
It's pretty much what I'm saying is just take everything into consideration.
Exactly.
Don't just look at it, "Oh, I want my song on there because I contribute."
All right, thank you very much, Alex. Thank you, pal. You hear that young man laughing, and...
yeah, but this guy doesn't understand.
What is your name again?
My name's Harvey. I'm a Marine Corps veteran in combat in the North Pacific in WW2. And I'll tell you right now, I didn't pour hot, burning oil on some Japs just so you can leap around on a stage, do a hitch kick, and go, "I got a rock," and then run to an outhouse.
All right, I had to hang up.
Didn't hang up on me, though, did you?
I'm hanging up on you, too.